أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Looking at Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Malik, the fourth attribute as such. Now Al-Malik, the king, conveys the meaning of one who is free by virtue of his own merits and characteristics from depending on anything in existence, while everything in existence depends on him. In other words, nothing in existence can do without him, whereas everything that exists derives its existence from him or because of him. So maybe putting it in a nutshell, everything and everyone is his. He can exercise his authority on anything or anyone in his possession. He's really the one and only real king, who will remain forever ruling not only over bodies or physical existences, but over the hearts and the souls as well. The owner of the universe, of the whole creation, the only ruler, none like him. Only his will, his rule, his justice exists. He does not need his kingdom needs him. He rules by himself, does not need any help. He has created the universe as a workplace for his creation and created the Day of Judgment as a great court of justice. And this absolute ruler encompasses everything, even the black ant that crawls on a black rock on the darkest of nights, as well as the most secret thoughts and feelings that pass through the minds and hearts. Everything that we are and everything that we do is watched and recorded. All is accounted for on the Day of Judgment, and thus we say, Malik Yawm al-Din, the King, the Master of the Day of Judgment. A landowner is Malik of the land, one who is legally bound to obey the King, the Malik, with regard to land-related laws, whereas the opposite is not possible. And very clearly in the Quran, Allah describes himself as the owner of the whole domain. He says in Surah Al Imran, ayah 26, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزي الملك ممن تشاء. Say, O Muhammad, tell them, O Allah, the master of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whomsoever you wish, and you take away the kingdom from whomsoever you wish. Now the aim is to be aware that Allah is the sole and ultimate authority in both creation and legislation. Everything is the outcome of His creation. It's held by Him. And it must be remembered that the kingdom in question is not just the temporary glory of this world. In Surah Al-Mulk, the Surah of the Kingdom, he says, تبارك الذي بهذه الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom, and he has power over all things. It is he who created death and life, that he may test you as to which of you does the best of deeds, and he is the honorable, the forgiving. And we see that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the very essence of our existence, death and life, and they're both his creations. The moment we think Al-Malik, think, what exactly do you and I own? In essence, we only own our nafs. And applying Al-Malik to our lives means to be able to have kingship, to have control over this nafs. The acquisition of mulk means to have authentic power. A power that perceives meaningfulness and purpose in every aspect of creation and the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mulk, this power, this authentic power has three main aspects. It has immortality. It has a radiance, an energy-giving ability, and it has contentment. If we wish to find and be in control of ourselves, if we want this mulk, then everything we do needs to have these three things. It needs to be immortal, therefore its intention must be way beyond the temporal. It must be energy-giving and not energy-sapping, and it must provide contentment. In essence, it means living to die and not dying to live. It allows one to discriminate between right and wrong, to question the purpose of existence, and it transforms one's situation. You know, there was a prince who once asked a wise man, whom he admired a lot, if there was anything he could do for him. And the wise man said, "How can you possibly ask me that when I have two servants who are your masters?" And the prince, quite agitated, said, "Who are these two?" And the wise man responded. He said, "Inappropriate anger and desires. I have conquered them while they have conquered you. I rule over them while they rule over you." And that's what it means when we apply Al-Malik to our lives. Abdul-Malik is one for whom his Rabb is enough. He doesn't need anything from anyone except from his Rabb. You know, when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was hurled into the fire by Namrud, it is said that the angels came to his assistance and he says, "No, I take help only from him, the master of the kingdom." And we know what happened. The fire turned into the garden when Allah says, "Kuni ya naru bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." O fire, become cool and a safety for Ibrahim. It is probably the most powerful of attributes manifested in the human being when the human being is the master of himself or herself. It is said that Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, when coming across someone who was ill, asked them to recite, "Allahumma antal malikul haq, alladhi la ilaha illa ant, ya Allahu, ya salamu, ya shafi." And thrice, "Ya shifa al qulub, O Allah, you are the true king, other than whom there is no other god, O Allah, or source of peace, O healer, O the medicine of hearts." And inshallah, if you recite this, then a cure will follow. If you wish to be treated with respect by others, then recite Al-Malik frequently, and you will find that inshallah, respect will be accorded to you. And it manifests itself in a person who is able to control his desires, control his anger, and be someone who is reliable, firm, and disciplined in his behavior.